AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Airports, rail stations, and bus stations have been busy places over the last week as people get to their July 4th destinations. The AP's Rita Foley reports roads have been busy, too.
The traffic shouldn't be too bad today, says the AAA, but tomorrow, July 4th, the worst time to travel will be between noon and 3 p.m. The best time? Before 11 a.m. and after 6 p.m. For your trip home on Wednesday, try to avoid being on the road during the late afternoon, between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Before 2 p.m. looks best, says the AAA.
Along the West Coast and in the Southwest, there is heat to deal with as well. Temperatures are expected to ease over the next few days. Police in Indiana say a man suspected of domestic violence shot and killed a police officer in a local hospital early today and then was killed by other officers. The U.S. ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, was allowed to visit today with Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's been behind bars in Russia since March on espionage charges. No details of the visit were released. Israeli drones struck targets in a militant stronghold in the West Bank.
The sound of gunfire resonated over the West Bank skyline. A large plume of black smoke rose from the crowded streets of the Jenin refugee camp. Ambulances raced towards a hospital where the wounded were brought in on stretchers. Palestinian health officials said several Palestinians were killed. Israeli troops remained inside the camp, pushing ahead with the largest operation in the area during more than a year of fighting. While Israel described the attack as a pinpoint operation, armored bulldozers drove through narrow streets to clear the way for troops, damaging property in their path. The operation has come at a time of growing Israeli domestic pressure for a tough response to a series of attacks on Israeli settlers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Stocks ended a shortened trading day higher, the Dow up 10 points. This is AP News. The long wait for passports may delay or cancel some vacations.
International travel has rebounded toward record pre-pandemic levels, but there are too few people to handle U.S. passport applications. U.S. officials aren't even denying the problem or predicting when the backlog will ease. They're blaming epic waiting times, not only on lingering pandemic-related staffing shortages, but on a pause of online processing this year. That's left the passport agency flooded with a half million applications coming in per week. The State Department says the passport agency is on track to top last year's 22 million passports issued. Donna Warder, Washington.
Leonardo De Niro Rodriguez, Robert De Niro's grandson, has died at 19. His mother, Drina De Niro, announced the news on an Instagram post. Further details were not immediately available. In a statement, Robert De Niro asked for privacy to grieve the loss of his grandson. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
First time you did something for the first time.